and pride is harder to bring down. Who knows where I would have gone with my gifts and my talents and my anointing and my education? For those who do not know, I am summa cum laude from University of Maryland, 2 degrees. I know it's hard to believe. My husband is amazed. Everybody's laughing hard. Okay, put that on the radio. He still goes, huh? Top 1% in the country. It is hard to believe. I've got a really good memory, believe it or not, and I could fake anything and get through anything and not know a thing. And I did. I did however many credits you need to get through college, except for in the things I liked. I liked advertising, liked PR, and I liked creative writing and letters, and I can do that stuff. But I can't tell you, I can't even do one math problem, like algebra or something, but I took it all. Because I had a memory. Just teach me how to plug it in. This is half the Christians, too. Teach me how to. Give me a formula. Let me plug it in and come up with an answer. Well, God had me prepared way back. There is no formula that you can just plug in and get an answer. But I sorely could fake it with the best of them and got good grades doing it. Wasted a lot of money, probably, but who cares? Whatever. And none of that matters. That does not give me one bit of value above anyone else in this room. Not one bit. And when I really know that, then I can love everybody right where they're at. To whom is given much, much is required. The Lord gave Paul his education and his things because he knew that Paul would be talking to some people who would like to write him off as totally unscholarly. I'll tell you a really funny, funny story because you guys need to laugh right now. This was so funny. This was so, so funny. The Lord sent me to Russia. I know some of you heard this is one of the most embarrassing. This had to be a video. This had to be when they said, come on, God's funniest videos. Come here. This is too good. I went to Russia and there was this scholarly guy there, an intellectual guy. Now he came to the meeting sitting back, and that is a very Pentecostal meeting, and it was a little bit embarrassing because some of it was a religious spirit. And so they had us just singing these goofy songs and doing this stuff, and I'm like, oh man, Lord. And I could tell the older people was okay, but the more educated Russian people who were looking for a way out of the poverty, they weren't impressed. So I'm sitting there, you know, going along with this stuff because I'm just being obedient, submissive to the authority. And the Lord's like, you see that guy there? He looked like, you could tell he was a student. You could tell he there was something about him. And the Lord said, I want you to go tell him. I want you to get an interpreter and go tell him that he's called of God. And you prophesy over him that he's going to be the pastor. He's going to be a pastor. And I'm like, oh, how am I going to do that, God? I didn't know God like I did now. And so the Lord said, now you go tell him about your education. You go tell him your grades. You go tell him all those things. I'm like, what? Lord says, you just go do this. You go do this. I know what I'm doing. So my heart's beating fast because I didn't want to get out of line from what everybody else is doing in the little group, you know, little groupie thing. Do what they tell you. They're pretty nice. So finally, I couldn't stand anymore. So I got the interpreter as a friend of mine by this point on the trip. And I said, you've got to come. And of course, it's hard to get an interpreter because, of course, they're assigned first to the pastors and the evangelists and the important people who are there. And so you got to kind of wait till all that dies down. But the Lord gave me a lot of favor with the different translators. And so I said, you know, come and help me say this to this guy. So this is so funny. So I go to the guy first before the translator could come. This is so funny. I probably shouldn't say this on tape. Well, get over it, folks. Get rid of your religious spirits. Anyway, so I go running after him because I see him leaving. Now, in Russia, there aren't bathrooms. There aren't, like, running water. I mean, we're talking in villages and stuff. So I go and I see this guy leaving. So I'm like, no, you've got to wait. You've got to wait. He said, I do whatever. I said, no, you've got to wait. I've got to talk to you. I'm with an interpreter. He goes, I have to pee. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, just being honest. I'm just like, oh, okay. He said, I come back. I said, oh, okay. I mean, you're falling him out to the tree, you know. Oh, you know. Like, I'm just being honest. Okay. I'm just being honest. Like, so I'm like, oh, okay, and I feel stupid as I get out, right? So anyway, so he comes back And the interpreter comes, and I'm telling him about my education. I'm telling him what Lord, and he's really into it. You went to American University and this and that. And I'm saying, yeah. And I said, but the Lord, I know you think this is foolishness, but the Lord is going to give you a call. And I'm just telling him, and I'm prophesying over him and praying for him. And he caught some of it, some he didn't. And then he left, and I'm sitting there like, and I just got done bragging. I mean, like, oh, and I went to this college, and I did this, and I, this, all the stuff that impressed him. And I looked down. I had a, it's cold there, so you wear your coats most of the time. We went in October, and I had this like long sweater coat on, and I had a sweater on, turtleneck, really, and because there's no heat either, you know, when you're doing, there's no heat, there's no bathroom, there's no heat, you're just freezing with your breath watching it. So I'm sitting there, and I looked, I have this black sweater on, and I'm thinking, I don't have a black sweater. I don't have a solid black sweater. I have a black sweater with a print on it. This is a solid black sweater. I had it on backwards. If I had taken off my jacket, I had my sweater on backwards. Oh, it is so funny. And God, and as I'm sitting there bragging and everything, and I know my sweater's on backwards before I go to talk. And because I'm thinking, where did I get a black sweater from? And then the Lord's like, look at the tag. I'm, oh my gosh. I said, don't let me take this off. So I'm sitting there bragging about myself and how smart I am with my sweater on backwards. And it was so funny because I knew it was God keeping me humble. I mean, he didn't make me put my sweater on backwards. I knew she did this on her own. But we're going to use this. We're going to use this. And so I'm sitting there saying, oh, yes, I graduated from this, and I did this, and I did that. And God wanted me to do that the whole time, thinking, I am so stupid. If this guy knew that my sweater is on backwards. Isn't God cool? I just think God is so funny. But God says, become all things to all people that they might be saved. So God used that college experience, even if it's for this one man, to get the call of God on his life. Then praise God. But he'll also use the one who had, didn't even have a high school education to encourage someone else. You know, he did that all the time. He says in the Word, but these are unlearned men. These are fishermen. These are tradesmen. These would be like, these are construction workers. That's what it would be. These are construction workers. These are janitors. But how do they know these powerful things of the kingdom? And Jesus even said, Jesus loved that. He even says, I just could see him doing it. Man, Dad, this is so cool that you gave this to the unlearned while they sit there with all their intellect and all their uppity haughtiness and don't have a clue what these guys know. God is cool. God is so cool. God is so cool. I just praise him. I just thank him. So we need to deal with the house built on pride. Like you said, what happens if you have low self-esteem, you've been condemned your whole life, you've been told you're nothing, or maybe you had a handicap and you had to overcome it. So you begin to build your own self in a way to prove what the enemy has told you is a lie. And in doing that, it's really harder to get free because that one part of you that's puffed up, you'll want to hang on to that. And a lot of times what God will do in that kind of inner healing, he'll heal that low self-esteem. He'll deal with that so you can let go of control. You can let go of intellect. You can let go of these things you built yourself. And then you have to get real. How happy am I really? Let me just say this, for if you're going to bring inner healing or deliverance to yourself or anyone else, Jesus himself says very clearly, I didn't come for those who aren't sick. I've only come for those who are sick. Folks, we're all sick. Just some of us have too much pride to even know it. And what the Lord is saying with that, until somebody wants to be set free from the image they've made of themselves, you can't set them free. All you can do is have something that's so much greater than what they've invented and created in their own thinking and in their own selves with God's gifts, that they want what you have. That all of a sudden, there's a person who has the same kind of gifts. Maybe the same education. Maybe the same intellect. The same giftings. But they're watching somebody give it all to God. And watching God do something real with it. That's why he's made us all different. That's why we're not to compare ourselves to one another. That's why we're not to wish we were somebody else. But just let God use you with what you have to who he's made you to be. Because in the eyes of God, we're all of the same exact value. Completely. Completely. And you know what? When you're content with who you are, you can love other people. You can't be prejudiced anymore. You can't. Who cares? I forget. I get around about them because I forget. I mean, I'll come up and say, man, geez, you're still beating me on that tan. Because I really don't care. I know you're black. I don't pretend that I don't know you're black. You know what I'm talking about? Get around people that you're not black. What is that really saying? You're not comfortable with me being black. You got to act like I'm not black. I know you're black. I do. I know you're black too. I know I'm kind of white brown, but wait till December and I'll be whiter. I'm just honest. It's when you're uptight about it still, you still got a problem. I was going to say this. This isn't some of our teaching. It's of getting free from the curse. There's some wrong doctrine that says where people are going around saying they're repenting for what their ancestors did. If I have to repent to you for what my ancestors did, then I'm still acting like I have a claim on your freedom. Your freedom's in Christ. It has nothing to do if a white person on the planet Earth ever gets free. Absolutely nothing. Completely nothing. And we buy into this stuff and spiritualize it. I'm sorry. The curse was redeemed in Christ. Completely. Your freedom absolutely has nothing to do with anything I pray to say. Now, God might prophetically give me a voice. But the truth is, if you're complete in Christ, you don't care what I want to think, repent of, think of. But if you need me, or if I need you, or if somebody needs someone else to repent, I've got Indian heritage. Big deal. It's just, oh, he makes us all different. But if I need someone to come and apologize for that before I can be free, I'm still in their chains. Folks, you don't have no authority to keep me bound. You weren't the one to bound me anyway. Satan did it. I'm just telling you, there's some weird stuff out there. And everybody buys it. Oh, doesn't it sound spiritual? Men, you don't have to come up and apologize to me for what men have done to women. I'm free in Christ. I don't care what you do to women. It has absolutely nothing to do with me. I'm sorry, my senior some false doctrine. I guess I don't get it. I don't get it. If I'm complete in Christ. Now, if you need to repent because you really feel a conviction that that is in your family line and that's something that's going on in you, then repent to whoever you've really hurt. Or repent publicly if you feel like you need to. But don't do it because you think I need you to. Because if I need you to, I still need you. I don't need Christ. How dare we begin to take his place and spiritualize it? Oh, I know this is not popular teaching. I just zapped a bunch of books that are out there, bestsellers. But show it to me. Show it to me. Show it to me. What they had to do in Old Testament was fulfilled in Christ. And we go and we cry at this stuff, and I think we take on so much false humility. I mean, we have a powerful teaching on getting free from the curse where God will show you how he used, 100% used greed to bring the African American to a nation to get Christ and get free from voodooism. Now, who's going to apologize for that? I'd rather be free in my spirit and on my way to heaven, bound with chains in my flesh. And if you go and embrace your past and blame somebody for your now, when God worked it all together for your good anyway, I tell African Americans, one of the biggest lies is that there's this thinking because of man's thinking that I'd have never been a slave. I'd have never done that. They would have had to kill me first. Well, if they had killed you first, you'd have gone to hell. Those people came over here and absolutely got saved. Now, God didn't work out the means, but God works within whatever is going on. What Satan meant for evil, God will turn it to good. Let their nasty greed bring this whole people over, because their cries have been crying out to me. And this is a people that I want to see a nation saved. And I don't have anybody bringing missionaries over and praying and doing anything, so let's take them over there. And let me handpick who. This one. They've been asking for me. This one wants something real. This one wants to set their people free. This one questions the witchcraft and the voodoo. This one wants to know what's really going on. This one, even if they die as martyrs, It set a nation free. So why would you want an apology? I'm just saying, you know, I'm saying anybody, I'm just saying, it's all ridiculous. You ought to go say, thank you, you'll shock them all.